Well, it is Monday, the first Monday of August, as we move through summer, unfortunately, fairly quickly for those of us who really love summer and don't love winter as much. But nothing much we can do to change that. And I've had a couple weeks off from giving a homily, but this homily was, as normally, recorded this past weekend. It was on Saturday afternoon at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, where we always do that. The focus of the homily happens to be the second reading for this past weekend. The reading, by the way, comes to us from the letter to the Ephesians, and it is chapter 4. You know, one of the things, and Ralph Martin actually has complained about this, is that the reading is chapter 4, 17, and then 20 through 24, and he doesn't like the fact that parts of the reading sometimes are left out, and I can understand that. But anyway, that's the reading. And the reading is really all about putting on, as he says, the new way of life, to let go of your old self and to assume that new way of life, that we're going to be renewed in the spirit, he says. This is St. Paul, of course, in our minds, and put on that new self created in God's way in righteousness and holiness of truth. That's from the New American Bible Revised Edition. That is the reading. So my focus of the reading was exactly that we're called to put on the new self, but understand that we're surrounded by those who reject everything we believe in. And if you really read what the Bible says, it says, let it go. You've got to focus on being who God calls you to be, and he may be able to work through you as long as you're first seeking holiness, but you know what? Don't focus on them as much as focus on putting on the new self and being the new self. So we'll look at how I put that all together in a homily from Saturday. So almost 20 years ago, when the sex abuse crisis in the church started, I preached many times that what was happening is that God was strengthening his church. For, I said then, there were difficult times coming. I didn't know necessarily, but it was pretty obvious in a sense. So I preached here that obviously the difficult times have arrived. However, that does not assume that our current difficult times in our nation are static. They are not. They're dynamic and sliding further into trouble. This is why today's second reading is so essential. It is an interesting video this week that I saw about a runaway train that devastated a neighborhood in San Bernardino, California in the late 1980s. You may remember the news stories. Investigators for the National Transportation Safety Board realized that the accident that devastated the neighborhood was inevitable the minute that train left the station, the train yard. Several issues with the train and miscalculations with the cargo made that train unstoppable once it reached a steep incline near El Cajon Pass, heading into San Bernardino. All that the workers did to stop the train proved futile. The only thing they could have actually done was to prepare for the crash. This is where our country, many people are saying, is right now. We're not in a situation where we have to defeat them, whoever them may be. There are greater forces at work, and focusing on defeating them is like trying to turn more switches for greater brake power on that train. Chris Hedges, in a speech for the Media Sanctuary in Troy, New York, on YouTube, says that the American empire is coming to an end. Remember, this week, the United States is pulling out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Actually, this is the end of next month. Ironically, Pat Buchanan, about 10 years ago, said the same thing. If there are two people in the media who can't be more opposite, it is Chris Hedges and Pat Buchanan, although basically they say exactly the same message. Cardinal Robert Sarra warned the Western world is now in a similar situation to where Rome was when it fell. At one time, they said the sun does not set on the British Empire. Now the sun shines on Britain every day from dawn to dusk, London time. What is our role in all of this? Holiness.
Holiness is always our call, but we can see the need for our holiness today more than any other day. You and I have a calling right here in Allston, Massachusetts, making sure that we pursue holiness because over the next 10 years, we may see a change in our country like we have never seen previously. Our living holiness will be a sign of hope to those lost in the possible coming confusion. You may have heard of those who tell people to claim that we are privileged. These are powerful words, presenting for some in a disturbing way. However, you notice something? We Catholics have acknowledged this for centuries. Haven't we ever offered prayers for the unprivileged? If we pray for the underprivileged, we're acknowledging that we're privileged. We've been doing that for centuries. But we also acknowledge we have a duty to use our privilege in service to others, and we are in sin if we don't. We've been praying that probably since the time of St. Paul. We're seeing political processes in our nation that reflect an attitude of we want our world our way, and a blindness in public service to the real needs that are going unmet. I said 20 years ago that there was a move in this country to silence the voice of the church so that there would be no influence of our faith in any sphere, so that what we see is the current message may be proclaimed, the one not connected to the church. We now see a current message put forth by two political parties that are directed by their financial supporters, and they act in ways that reflect at times a complete loss of the virtue of charity in service to others. You can see the leaders of big tech have become more powerful than elected officials, and the officials are now subservient to them, or else they'll be silenced. When times get tough, God raises people to be the sign of his presence to those lost in confusion and despair. As Catholics, we are called to be those people, which is why our prayer and holiness is essential. Now, when I say we, I mean you and me. I mean us. Today's second reading calls for us to put the old self away and to put on the new. The oldness, according to St. Jerome, is living by the letter of the law. The new living is by the Holy Spirit. We do that first in prayer and growing in wisdom and grace. We must pray and explore avenues of prayer every day. I suggest exploring the best Catholic spiritual reading, and I suggest being people who beg God to show you how to deepen your relationship with him more and more every day. This is what it means to be Catholic. Of course, I also recommend devotion to the Rosary. There is a powerful understanding in today's second reading. It is that we have been called to a holiness that separates ourselves from the world. Going back to the train image, if you imagine everyone around you doing all they can to stop the train, you realize now our role is to prepare ourselves for the inevitable. That way we can be strong enough to help rebuild and pick up the pieces. Our preparation is by seeking the holiness to which we were called at baptism. Pope St. John the 23rd warned that our baptisms means nothing if we lack virtue through our pursuit of holiness. The profession of our faith must not only be a statistic in a sense, as he said, but it must create the new person and give all our actions a supernatural strength, inspiring, guiding, and controlling them. Clearly, we must prepare and be ready. We must seek holiness through our prayerful action, the likes of which we may not have done before to the level that we are called. The nation may not need us now, they believe, but they will need our holiness in the very near future. It is time to take our faith very seriously, as always, in preparation for this future moment. With that, I remind you of our adoration on Wednesday nights.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. And you're listening to St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can, if you go to that website, you can send us feedback for the show. You can check out our Substack newsletter. You can read the blog. You can see today's homily, for example. You can also check out our parish in the parish tab and how to find the parish. Remember, you have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday mornings. We also usually have Eucharistic adoration on Wednesday nights, as I mentioned in the homily that you just heard. However, this Wednesday night, we have a meeting with the Cardinal, because Wednesday is the memorial of St. John Vianney, who was the patron saint of parish priests. So we'll be with the Cardinal on Wednesday night. So I won't be available to do the adoration on Wednesday. People can still come into the church and pray. However, the adoration will continue next week. And we have all these things going on in the parish, so feel free to check us out. And remember, you have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock Mass, as I said, on Sundays. So anyway, you heard my homily, and you heard that really we do have a call to a holiness, and that holiness separates us from being focused on one party or another. We're focused on serving Christ, and that begins by praying and asking to do the will of God. We'll talk more tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.
In Cristo vivimos.